Okay, before I get to our quick tip today, I just have to read you a message that I received from one of our Marketing Impact Academy students. I think this is really going to inspire you. Her name is Sarah Edwards. You can find her on Instagram at @SARRA_Edwards. I've been a member of MIA since 2017. I'm also in network marketing. However, in November of 2018, I decided to launch a separate business, a subscription business for other network marketing professionals to create challenge content, new group content, things to get their groups excited every month. Then, in early 2019, I dug back into the academy. I went through the niche work and I refined my message. I also finally understood who it was I wanted to talk to and how to talk to my customer. And in less than a year's time, we've grown to over 1,000 members in our subscription program and earned over $150K. Get this. Since going through the email content in the Marketing Impact Academy, I now have an open rate of my emails between 50 and 80%. And I know it's all because I understand who my lifer is. Dang, Shalene. Well, congratulations, Sarah. That is remarkable. I'm really stoked to hear about that. Like I always say, there's more than what you're doing right now to create additional streams of income. And Sarah, you are a perfect example of that. Now for today's quick tip. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
On to today's quick tip, which is actually a quick challenge. It's a challenge based on a struggle that I've been seeing a lot of entrepreneurs and wannabe business builders dealing with. And especially, this is true for those of you who are parents or just like crazy busy because you're trying to get a full-time job in and at the same time build this side business. And here's the suggestion for you. It's not a suggestion. It is a challenge. I challenge you to outsource one temporary part-time project. One thing that's been on your plate, one thing that you've been needing to do. And I'm going to give you some ideas in just a moment. But before I do, I want to share with you my own personal experience with this. When Brett and I were the deepest we've ever been in debt, one of the things that was heavily on my subconscious every single freaking day was the fact that I was failing in our businesses because I had too many things that I was trying to do myself and too many different focuses. And I also felt like I was failing as a mom and a wife. There was mounds and mounds and mounds of laundry. I could do the laundry. I was really good at doing the laundry. I just wasn't good at the whole folding, sorting, and putting it away part. Instead, I would just take giant loads of clean laundry and dump them upside down on our couch. And there they would sit like a mountain, a pile. And I would tell myself, okay, tonight I'm going to fold all of this. I'm going to put it all away. And then the kids in the morning, they're going to have clean clothes and they're going to have socks that match. And it's going to be great. And I'm going to know where my tights are. Like, you know, that whole idea that you have that everything's going to be organized and put away. But instead, every day, I'd be like, I don't have time to do that. So I would wash more clothes and I would throw them on top of that mountain. And that mountain became this block, this subconscious block. All night long, I would work on my business and work a little bit on the house, never really doing any of them fully and completely. And always beating myself up that I wasn't killing it in our businesses and I wasn't killing it. I wasn't even getting a passing grade as a domestic goddess, as a wife, as a mother. And it just killed my ability to focus and it placed so much stress on me. And not that Brett ever complained, not that the kids ever complained. I just felt it and it was a distraction and I could never focus. I could never concentrate. And I would always think to myself, I can't start that project until all of this is like cleaned up. But all of this never got cleaned up. And I knew I needed help. I needed help in my business and I needed help in the house and the home. But how can you justify spending that when you're not making any money? But when you say that to yourself over and over and over again, and you keep telling yourself the lie, and that lie, I'm sure you've said it to yourself before, is, well, when I'm making more money, when I can afford help, well, then I'll hire help. But that day never came. Eventually, Brett said to me, why don't we just bring somebody in to help us with laundry like 3 days a week for a couple of hours, like 2 hours, 3 days a week. I'm like, who's going to do that? He's like, plenty of people. So what did we have to lose? We ran an ad and we did find a mom to come into her home 3 days a week for just 2 hours. And she did the laundry. And while she was doing the laundry, while the laundry was drying, she was cleaning the house, just kind of organizing things, not like doing a deep clean, but just like kind of organizing things, like getting the dishes done, putting them away. And when she was done washing the laundry, get this, she folded the laundry and actually put it away. Crazy. That decision changed the trajectory of our business. It freed something in my subconscious. Now, I don't know if your destination procrastination is laundry, but it might be something else. It might be your garage. It might be your closet. It might be your Dropbox. It might be your desktop. I don't know what it is, but you better get it outsourced. You need help. And I know you think you can't afford it, but the truth is you can't afford not to have help. Hiring that mom just 3 days a week, 2 hours a day, was the first time we started to make a little bit of money. It was the year that we decided to invest in a coach. It was the year that we decided to hire full-time help. It was the year that we finally got ourselves out of debt, because it was proof. It was the proof that we needed that that act of abundance, the faith when we didn't have money to invest in someone else, is what allowed us to make more money and, more importantly, live our lives and to have more time. That's what about. I could have maybe figured out how to do all of those things myself, but that's what I was doing and it wasn't working and we weren't making more money and I was certainly more stressed and so was Brett. And it just, it's one of those things. I think you need proof. I think you need to experience this yourself and on a very small scale, especially if you feel like right now I can't afford to do this because my business isn't making any money. Well, your business isn't making any money because you've decided that you can't afford help. You need to switch your thinking and realize you can't afford not to have help. And today, I'm not even going to challenge you to invest in a program or a mentor or a coach. I'm going to challenge you to do what I did and just invest in one tiny, teeny little temporary thing to just dip your toe in and see like, okay, does this work? So here are the sites. I don't know what it is you're going to outsource. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But here are some of the top sites I recommend. And there's a million of them, but some of my favorites when it comes to outsourcing work. And of course, it depends on the type of work that you're doing. But let's say if it's design work, I love 99 Designs. If it's maybe help with social media or writing or video editing, I love Upwork and Fiverr, Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. By the way, I'll put links to all of these in our show notes. Other additional sites that I really love are onlinejobs.ph. Now, that's a subscription service, but I think you can cancel it at any time, if I'm not mistaken. Another one, which I haven't used, but I've heard a lot of people like it as an alternative to Fiverr, especially for things like search engine optimization, social media, some website stuff, is SEOclerks.com. For just about anything, you can try peopleperhour.com and or freelancer.com. Now, if the thing that you need to outsource relates to your home, check out care.com and or taskrabbit.com. There you can find people who can run errands, organize closets, get your pantry in tip-top shape. Like, I don't know what your procrastination destination is, but there's something, whether it's business-related or life-related, that's like it's always hanging over your head. Like, you're always thinking about the fact that you haven't had the time to get to it and you need to get to it, and you don't realize that it is actually becoming an obstacle. It is your ceiling right now. So my challenge to you is to outsource something. Outsource one project. Maybe you put out your own podcast every week, and I'm going to challenge you to hire someone this week to edit it. I'm not saying you have to hire a full-time editor. I'm saying outsource the editing of just one podcast, or maybe outsource somebody to create content that's on brand for your blog. Maybe it's hiring someone for 2 hours to come over and pick up all those extra toys and clothes and things you've been saying for months you need to get to the Salvation Army and donate. Whatever it is, that's your challenge, and I want you to report to me. All right, take a screenshot of this episode and say, all right, I know what it is, Shalene. Here's what I'm going to outsource, and I'm going to let you know how it goes. And send it to me in a DM on Instagram. I'm at Shalene Johnson, because I want to know how this goes. I really think this could be the thing that lifts the ceiling. You know, you're watching a lot of people online and you see them killing it. And you see their perfectly crafted Instagram posts, etc. Maybe you've seen them speak on a stage, or you've listened to some of their podcasts and you've heard them talk about the things that they've done and they've created. I think most podcasters are pretty open about the process. You'll hear them refer to their team, but you don't always see that on social media, or like if someone's speaking from a stage telling you like how they do what they do. But I guarantee they have a team. They have help. If you're looking at someone who's where you want to be someday, do a little digging. Your intel will reveal the fact that they have invested in a program and or a mentor. And in addition to that, they likely have a team, not just one person, but probably a whole bunch of people. The more people they have working with them, the more they have outsourced. And so maybe that was something you were doing in the past and you need to revisit it. But I'm here to tell you, it's a game changer. Now, before you start this challenge, you might also want to download my Instagram growth report. And the reason why I think you might want to download this first is because you're going to see this huge list of things that you need to do to clean up your Instagram, right? And you're going to think to yourself like, oh gosh, I need to do these things. Well, I'll just bet that there's a whole bunch of things on there that you could assign to one person and have it done by the time you wake up tomorrow. Like, that's how easy this works. Using a site like some of those that I just recommended is so easy. As always, if it's something you're nervous about, just watch a few YouTube videos like how to outsource using Fiverr, how to outsource using Upwork, whatever. If it makes you nervous, or for some of you, you have my course called How to Hire. And in that course, I walk you through the entire process. But if you don't have that course, you could always turn to Google or YouTube. Remember, you don't have to figure these things out. The internet is a wonderful place to learn. Nonetheless, here's what I want you to do. Download my Instagram report. You can get that by going to shalene.com/IG hacks. And you'll see all of the things you could be doing on your Instagram. And you could just make a list from that of things that you could outsource. That's your assignment. Get some things outsourced. I don't care what you pick, but pick something and then report back to me. As always, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done.